भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 6:19. 6. The title of the chapter is the Pumsavana Ritualistic Ceremony. Vishnu Patni Mahamaya Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyathame Mahabhage Lokamatar Namostute Vishnu Patni Mahamaya Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyathame Mahabhage Lokamatar Namostute Vishnu Patni Mahamaye Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyathame Mahabhage Lokamatar Namostute Someone else?
Vishnupatni Mahamaye
Patni,
Vishnu
Patni, O wife of Lord Vishnu,
Vishnu.
Mahamaye,
Mahamaye,
O energy of Lord Vishnu,
Vishnu.
Mahapurusha Lakshane,
Mahapurusha Lakshane,
possessing the qualities and opulence of Lord Vishnu,
possessing
Prietaha. Kindly be pleased. May upon me. Mahabhage. O goddess of fortune. Lokamataha. O mother of the world. Namaha. Obeisances. Astu. May there be. Te. Unto you. Translation. After profusely offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the devotee should offer respectful obeisances unto Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and pray as follows. O wife of Lord Vishnu, O internal energy of Lord Vishnu, you are as good as Lord Vishnu himself, for you have all his qualities and opulences. O goddess of fortune, please be kind to me. O mother of the entire world, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Mahis Dvangres e Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami Shla Prabhupada ki. The Lord has multifarious potencies. Parase Shakti Vividhaiva Shruyate. Since Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is the Lord's very precious potency, she is addressed here as Mahamaya. The word Maya means Shakti. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme, cannot exhibit his power everywhere without his principal energy. It is said, Shakti Shakti Man Abheda. The power and the powerful are identical. Therefore, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is the constant companion of Lord Vishnu. They remain together constantly. One cannot keep Lakshmi in one's home without Lord Vishnu. To think that one can do so is very dangerous. To keep Lakshmi or the riches of the Lord without the service of the Lord is always dangerous, for then Lakshmi becomes the illusory energy. With Lord Vishnu, however, Lakshmi is the spiritual energy. Vishnu Patni Mahamaye Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyethame Mahabhage Lokamata Namostute. After profusely offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the devotee should offer respectful obeisances unto Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and pray as follows. O wife of Lord Vishnu, O internal energy of Lord Vishnu, you are as good as Lord Vishnu himself, for you have all of his qualities and opulences. O goddess of fortune, please be kind to me. O mother of the entire world, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Magyana timirandasya. Gananjana shalakaya chakshurun mitamena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitana mano vishtam sthapitamena bhutale svayam rupah kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nitananda shri adaita gadadhar shri vasari gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama So, I was thinking that we can discuss today somehow related with our lives and as well understand more deeply the topics which are mentioned here. Of course, in the beginning what struck me was Srila Prabhupada speaking about worshipping Lakshmi separately. Can be obvious sometimes in India. I remember once our friends, they're like, some of them devotees, some of the family members are devotees, some are like not so serious. So they were doing, because of their business, Lakshmi Puja. So, and they invited us to be present. So after they finished, I was asking one of the members, where is the Narayan? And they were like surprised. Oh, yeah, where is the Narayan? So, it can be as direct as that, and sometimes Srila Prabhupada make it more clear in the purport, that actually what does it mean that if you want to utilize the material opulence without the service of Lord Krishna, that's the same as worshipping Lakshmi without the presence of Narayan. And it's tricky, because it can appear the same at a certain moment, because the origin is the same. I wanted to mention something about tattva of Lakshmi, or how actually is this energy, how is it related to the Lord. Because originally Lakshmi is actually Srimati Radharani as the origin, and she manifests later on in Dwaraka as Rukmini, and Ayodhya as a Sita, and in Vaikuntha as Mahalakshmi. And when Mahalakshmi is worshipped by these materialist worshippers, Srila Prabhupada is explaining here at the end of the purport, then she turns into Lakshmi, into illusory energy. And she actually has that benefit of on the worshipper, that actually he gets more entangled in material existence. Because this prayer, what is mentioned here in that sloka, it's meant for Mahalakshmi. That means for the eternal associate of the Lord. I look a little bit into the topic. In Brihadbhagavatamrita, it is a little explained about position of a Lakshmi. And that is mentioned in one sloka that Lakshmi, she is neglected by the Supreme Lord and even by the transcendentalists and devotees. So, and then later on it's explained that actually this is, sometimes Lakshmi, she is called Chanchala. That means that she is unsteady. So this actually refers to that Lakshmi which is manifesting for the material worshippers as a material opulence. But when we connect the material opulence with the service of the Lord, it again becomes Mahalakshmi. That's what Srila Prabhupada is explaining, that actually the material energy is originally all the time spiritual, but because of our consciousness, we see it as a material. So that means we see it separated from the Lord. When we engage that same material energy back in the service of the Lord, it will become spiritualized, including ourselves, including our mind, body, and words. Ihayasya haradasya karmana manasa gira nikilapya vastasu jivan mukta seuchat. If you engage your activities, your mind, your thoughts, and your words in the service of the Lord, the same material, because before we had material thoughts, we had material activities and material words, if this is engaged in the service of the Lord, it will become spiritualized, it will become spiritual. And, of course, consequently, we will become spiritualized and we will start to identify with the spiritual energy. Because before we became devotees, our identification, everybody in this world is identifying with something. So before we are identifying with certain aspects of the material energy. By putting the iron in the fire, that iron can become again fire. So if we are putting ourselves in the service of the Lord by all our activities, then we will become again, or let's say we will start again identify ourselves as a spiritual energy, actually, as a servant of the Lord. And the Lord has unlimited energies. Lakshmi is one of them. And she is manifesting in unlimited forms. It's later on she expands as a Durga, and she's manifested as unlimited forms of a Durga. And this is nothing surprising. Whenever Lord manifests in some of his form, she always accompany him. And it's not surprising that she inherited the same quality as the Lord, because every jiva actually who enters the spiritual realm, he acquires these powers. And they are actually provided by Lakshmi. She's providing the taste, the mellow, the flavor, the sweetness and the wonder in the Lord's service. Therefore, actually, we sometimes, if you feel some bliss, that's actually the Lakshmi manifested in the service of the Lord. Or let's say, originally Srimati Radharani. Because she expands in Vrindavan, the Vrinda who is manifesting the pastimes of the Lord. And like that, she's maintaining the pastimes of the Lord. And even devotees in whoever enters the spiritual realm, they acquire the same powers. They can also manifest unlimitedly. There is no restriction. As we know that whenever the Lord is born, then the next second he is born some other place. Srila Prabhupada is comparing to the sun. When the sun is rising in one place, it's setting in another place. So the Lord is born, and then again he's born, and again, and like that, these pastimes are going simultaneously on unlimited places. And his devotees, his associates, they are accompanying the Lord with him as well. So it's the same person, just manifested unlimitedly. Because that's the quality of a jiva. Once he fully identify with the spiritual realm, he can acquire the same powers as the Lord. Not in the sense that he becomes the Lord. He is fully aware that he is a servant. But he can have the same powers as the Lord for the service of the Lord, to satisfy the Lord. So in this way he can manifest it unlimitedly, he can change the forms, he can create universe. All these powers are provided for the service of the Lord in spiritual realm. So Prabhupada is explaining that the Lord has multifarious potencies. Svabhaviki gana bala kriyacha, parasya shakti vividhaiva shruyate svabhaviki gana bala kriyacha. The Lord, whatever he thinks, the things are manifesting just by that. He doesn't have to endeavor. I looked a little bit into it when I was reading about that. And interestingly enough, Vedabase, there is a reference for that quote, and the reference went into Chaitanya Charitamrita. Here is not, so I was surprised. I was thinking it's originally like that. And then it goes to explain how the multifarious energies of the Lord are working. And it is explaining in the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing on a Ratha Yatra. So I was thinking to little explain how these energies of the Lord are working, to maybe little first bring us up how this pastime happened, and then during I will little explain how the Lord manifested his wonderful energies. So the Lord Jagannath, after 15 days of his so-called, after Snana Yatra, he gets so-called sick. So the daitas, they are taking care for him, and they are feeding him with the sweetmeats, and they are giving some infusions, some herbs as a treatment. And after 15 days, the Lord, he actually leaves Dvaraka and he goes to please his devotees in Vrindavan. So that's the time when he is actually mounting the chariot, and he's carried by this powerful daityas. From both sides they are carrying him, and with this rope they tie it around his body, and they carry him from I made some notes because some technical terms. It's called Panduvijaya ceremony. This means that when the Lord Jagannath is moving from his throne to the cart, and then when they are carrying him, there are these pillows, tulis they are called, and they are full of this cotton. And when they are putting Jagannath from one pillow to another, it cracks sometimes, and it's making like big cracking sounds. And everybody is very joyful during that, and they are playing the instruments and singing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was allowed by King Prataparudra to observe this ceremony. But it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, who can actually carry the Lord Jagannath? He's the maintainer of the whole universe. So actually he's moving just by his sweet will. I remember when we were performing the Snan Yatra here in Rajapur, so we were also carrying Lord Jagannath. And I remember that description that we could like touch the Lord Jagannath and like carry him, but actually we were carried by Lord Jagannath. He is actually the one who is carrying us, who is maintaining everything. So that's how the Lord is allowing his devotees. So then he was placed on the throne, and the Ratha Yatra festival started. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is explained that sometimes these chariots, they were moving very fast, and sometimes they were moving slowly. These pullers of these carts, they are called gaudas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he formed seven kirtan groups for the Ratha Yatra. Actually, there were four kirtan groups formed by him, and then later on, they added another three groups. These another three groups, they were from Kulinagram, from Shantipur, and from Kanda. And I wanted to just mention that they were actually in these four main parties, there were 24 chanters and 8 mridanga players. So each actually party had 6 chanters, one leading singer, and then 6 and 5 responding singers, and plus 2 mridanga players. And the dancers, there were also dancers appointed to each party. So the dancers in each group was Nityananda, Advaita, Haridas Thakur, and Vakreshwar Pandit. And the singers were Swarup Damodar, Srivas Thakur, Mukunda, and Govinda Ghosh. Plus this another three groups. I was thinking it's quite interesting to get to know all these devotees. Because so many of them there. So it is mentioned that when they started to play the kirtan, the sound was tumultuous. And you couldn't hear anything else than the chanting of Sankirtan and these instruments who were accompanying the Sankirtan. And devotees were becoming mad when they were singing and dancing. And the tears were flowing from their eyes. So we can see back in our lives, if in the kirtan, if we are becoming mad and tears are coming from our eyes, that's actually very good symptoms. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased when he was looking at the Lord Jagannath. And they started to dance and chant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was enthusing everybody to dance. It is described that he was actually encouraging and devotees, inspiring devotees to chant and dance. So sometimes also in our kirtans, you know, we have 20 devotees maybe singing and dancing, another 20 just standing behind, you know, not really participating. So you can see that sometimes we should encourage, we can inspire. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing that. There is nothing wrong on that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was becoming more and more absorbed in the dancing. And it is mentioned that before actually the Ratha Yatra cart started, the King Prataparudra, he, with this broom, with golden handle, he was cleaning the road. And I was thinking this is also quite related with this second part of the purport, because it is mentioned, there is not many purports in that chapter. There's few purports is there, especially in the first part, let's say first 100 shlokas, there is not many purports, there's few purports. But one of them is related towards this, when King Prataparudra was sweeping the floor. And it is mentioned that because of that menial and humble service, he received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he was a king, he was a leader, he was on a high position, he accepted this humble and menial service. And because of that, he received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we will come to it to that point, which will be manifested and he will be able to see that. So that sometimes the neophyte devotees, when they got position, they can go to that level that actually they don't need to do any more menial services. But actually you see that those who are very advanced, like King Prataparudra, they actually are showing by their example that they actually at that point you should do humble and menial services. Not that once you become leader or a, let's say manager or whatever, you don't anymore serve prasadam, you are only served prasadam. No, actually that's the opportunity how when you should serve prasadam. Or very nice opportunity how to become meek and humble. Let's go out with the books and distribute them, because there nobody cares what is your position, who are you, how long you are in movement, what is your position, how many disciples you have. Nothing. They just don't care. They will tell you straightforward who you are. It's very nice. It's very good opportunity how to become meek and humble. So I remember I grew up in temple where everybody was going out on the books, temple president including. It was very nice spirit like that, because everybody was understanding what is his position. He's just the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. That's where we are. Not that when we got some position now, we were becoming, I am Prabhu and you are Das. So it's not like that. So King Prataparuddha, he was expert. He was showing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. So then later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was dancing, he became completely absorbed in the dancing. And it is mentioned that he forgot himself. But because of his Parasya Shakti, Vividahaiva Shruyate, his energies, they manifested the Lord's potency. And he manifested in all these groups simultaneously. So he expanded in the seven forms and he was dancing in all that group. And devotees from that group, they were thinking, oh, indeed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing just with us. He's just in our group. And they're like that, all of them were thinking. And it's mentioned that few devotees, those who are very pure, pure devotees of the Lord, they could see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present at all these groups simultaneously. And King Prataparudra was one of them. That was actually how the mercy was granted to him. He could see. Not only that, he could also see that that exchange between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. He could understand that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Srimati Radharani, and Jagannath is not different from Lord Krishna. And that exchange between them, he could understand that. That was the mercy of the Lord. How he got it? Because of his meek and humble attitude. So in this way, he could actually understand how these energies of the Lord are working. So in this way, we can also understand. This is how we can, when you go out on the street, you chant the holy name or you distribute books, you have to be meek and humble. There is no other way. If you become arrogant, there is so many of arrogant there, much more arrogant than you are. They will let you know, There is unlimited number of them, It's 10 arrogant, you can meet hundreds of them. It's you get one point frustrated. You have to be meek and humble. It's not the other way how to do it. And then you can, when you become more puffed up, you come back, you did some result. Krishna is not impressed by the results. Krishna is Bhava Grahicha Nardana. He's impressed by the loving feelings, Srila Prabhupada. I listened to the class recently. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that Krishna is impressed by your loving feelings for him. That's actually how Krishna is impressed. He is not impressed how many things you can manage, how much money you can earn, how many books you can distribute, how many things you can organize. Krishna is not impressed by anything of that. This is only the means how we can impress by Krishna by showing our feelings, how we are determined to perform some difficult services. So that's like Madhavendra Puri, when he was carrying for the Lord this sandalwood. The Lord was very much impressed by his feelings of Madhavendra Puri, which he was showing through undergoing the difficulties which were he was facing during the service. So all these services are actually just for us to show the Lord our feelings, because we have to do something for Krishna. So through that we can show the Lord the feelings. And King Prataparudra, he could understand the feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how the energies of the Lord are working. I was thinking to mention, it's quite an interesting thing, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, sometimes he was dancing in front of the cards. And then sometimes he went behind. And I was thinking, but why he was going behind? What was the reason? And Srila Prabhupada is explaining in one purport, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fully absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani during that time. That was symbolizing that Krishna, when he was going behind Lord Jagannath, behind the cart, that actually Krishna, he forgot his Vrindavan Vasis. He forgot the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And Lord Jagannath stopping the cart was actually showing to Srimati Radharani that I didn't forget. I may be neglected, but I didn't forget. So therefore, when again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in front, again he moved, and like that it was going on. So when he went back, Lord Jagannath stopped, showed that I didn't forget. So Srila Prabhupada explained, quite interesting. So when we all know all these things, so when we are doing the Ratha Yatra, so sometimes when the cart stops and like that, so we can remember these things. So that's how actually Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna were expressing their feelings. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on, he manifested the mood of Srimati Radharani still farther, that he was quoting different shlokas from Srimad Bhagavatam and reciting different prayers and expressing the feelings how Srimati Radharani, how she's actually feeling miserable without the presence of Krishna, how she doesn't want to maintain her life, how Krishna is neglecting. That could be seen by devotees, like it is mentioned Kashi Mishra, Sarama Bhattacharya, King Prataparudra, and others, of course, who are very advanced, like Swarup Damodar, for example, like that. So they could see that. Srila Prabhupada gave us perfect process that we can participate in Ratha Yatras. We can put ourselves in a humble and meek position. He's giving, even if we get some opportunity, we can earn some money in this life. We are becoming materially opulent. How we can, actually we can again engage it back in the service of Lord Krishna. And in this way, we can actually start to understand who we are and who is the Lord. And we can see this Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Shriyate. We can see how the energies of the Lord are working. It's a very simple process which was given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during, I will just finish that. And we can have maybe some space for questions and some comments. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he continued with his dancing. He manifested sometimes all 8 symptoms of ecstasy during this pastime. And devotees were, and all people actually, they could see that. It is mentioned that general public, devotees, and even the government service people and like that, they could see these symptoms and they were astonished and they were very much enthused and inspired for the service of the Lord. And later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he became tired during the dancing, then they rested in these gardens. Somebody remember what is the name of these gardens in Puri? There is one place when you go on the left side, when you go towards the Kundicha, there are these gardens that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his devotees, they rested there. It is always very nice and cooling there if you go there to that place, very pleasant. There are still several trees. That was actually the time when the chariot, when the cart stopped and the people were offering the food to Lord Jagannath. Yeah. So at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took some rest, and actually at that time far the mercy of King Prataparudra was manifested when he could come. Oh, I wanted to mention one more thing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing like that, the devotees, they created the circles around him to protect him. So they created 3 circles. And this third circle, this was King Prataparudra and his associates. And when they were observing, King Prataparudra was with his minister or something like that, Harichandan was his name. And he was observing dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At one moment, Srivas Thakur was standing in front of King Prataparudra. And he couldn't see properly. So Harichandan, he tapped on the shoulder of Srivas Thakur too. And Srivas Thakur was in ecstasy and he was ignoring it. So he did several times. And when it happened again and again, Srivas Thakur became angry. He turned and he slapped Harichandan. And then Harichandra became angry also, and he wanted to tell him something. You know, sometimes as a devotee, sometimes happen between us also. Somebody tells us something and we want to tell him back, you know. Who is he? I will show him, I will tell him. So he was thinking. And then King Prataparudra, he stopped him. He said, "You are blessed. You are most fortunate. I am not so fortunate as you. Because you were touched by the grace of Srivas Thakur." So he stopped him. And similar thing happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the floor. Then nobody was around. Nityananda Prabhu, who was always catching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his hands, it is mentioned that he was so much in ecstasy, he didn't know what is going on around. And Advaita Acharya and others, they were somewhere else, some other place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down. And then King Prataparudra catched him and lifted him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry. He said, oh, I was touched by that, by a king, you know, by a person who is a man of pounds and shilling. That was for a sannyasi, therefore he didn't want to meet him in the beginning. And King Prataparudra, he became, he was afraid. But Sarvam Vatacharya, he took him aside and said, don't worry. He's showing his anger just for the general public, but actually he's showing you the mercy. He actually, when the proper moment will come, I will introduce you to him. So you can see that actually how much mercy King Prataparudra received by his proper behavior and proper service attitude and meek and humble character which he manifested. So that's that was my small contribution for today. Thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna. If somebody would like to maybe ask some question or comment, do we have still some time? I believe Srila Prabhupada encourages us to have some questions. There is a microphone, yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for wonderful and inspiring class. I have one question. How to maintain service mode?
How
to maintain service mode? It's come once and it will go away. How to maintain?
How to maintain the service mood?
And servant mode as well.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that. So many things to mention. That the steadiness. It's important in devotional service, and some people they can maybe think that the spontaneous devotional service means that you do whatever you want, but actually spontaneous devotional service comes after the steadiness. That means you are very steady in your sadhana and in your devotional service. It doesn't come before. So just to clarify that point, and how to maintain that steadiness or how to come to that level. The best is the association of the Vaishnavas who are like that. That's actually the price we have to pay in devotional service. It's called the Lavlyam. It's the only price you have to pay. Everything else is for free here. But one thing we have to pay, we have to endeavor. We have to endeavor to find association of a very advanced Vaishnavas and serve them and inquire from them. And by that association, we can actually keep that let's say, always inspired mood and steadiness. Of course, there are things which Srila Prabhupada gave us, like we have to chant 16 rounds minimum every day, we have to read Prabhupada books every day, we have to eat just Krishna Prasadam. All these things have to be there. And the essence of all this is the Vaishnava association, Sangha of the devotees, who are advanced. Don't confuse that with associating with anybody anyway. That is also a proper system how we should associate with devotees. So those who are more advanced, especially for that association, we should look for. This will help to maintain the steadiness in devotional service. I remember when I was doing Sankirtan traveling, book distribution, service was difficult, especially in the beginning for me. It's always difficult, even now, I'm not saying. But in the beginning it was extra difficult. So there was always one senior Sankirtan devotees with us in the group who was encouraging us if something was not going according our plans, and we got discouraged. So there was always some senior who always encouraged us, he was preaching to us, something like that. So that actually helped us. So that's my personal experience, taking an association of more advanced, more inspired than we are. Is it answering your question? Thank you. Something more? Is there something more? Yes.
I was reading yesterday how Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj was telling one disciple, Madhur Sankavaje Kantavaje, Madhur 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 Vaje, how the kirtan should be very pleasing and very melodious, no? And not very banging. And if you can comment something, you know, because at times I can see, no, that many devotees become very disturbed for so much noise, no? You could comment something about how kirtan should be for pleasing Guru and Krishna.
It should be pleasing, and it shouldn't. But here is mentioned in Charitamrita, it was so loud you couldn't hear anything else. So I will try to find some balance in between. I believe that Srila Prabhupada gave a certain how the kirtan should go. It should start like very nice and very pleasing, and then it can go more faster. That also what Srila Prabhupada showed by his example. When he was listening to his kirtans, he starts very like very slow, very peaceful, and then he goes to the faster. And then devotees, even during Srila Prabhupada times when they were dancing, they were doing crazy things. I think it was Guru Kripa Swami. I think it was him. Down, this building was finished, this lotus building. So temple room was there. And then they were having some wild kirtan. And Guru Kripa Swami, because Srila Prabhupada was sitting there where he's sitting now. Yeah, I think so. During Guru Puja. And then Guru Kripa Swami, he was running across this temple. And then he, jumped on his knees. And he was sliding towards the Srila Prabhupada. So they were doing wild things. And I believe that when the kirtan becomes like more dynamic and powerful by the time, when everybody is absorbed, nobody is disturbed actually if the instruments become also more loud. But if from the beginning, after 3 minutes of kirtan, we have already this big whompers, you know, going on a full speed, that can be probably disturbing, I believe. So, and also, it should be maybe played those who knows how to play. Is it somewhat satisfying? So that could be loud. Probably is no problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we should chant loudly, and that it can be accompanied by instruments. But the mood, I think the mood is the most important of the kirtan. You know, that we actually try to please the Lord, and when we try to please the Lord, Lord is guiding us from the heart. He gives us intelligence how to do things. That's everybody who does this, he has this experience. And sometimes you can figure out things like, I remember on Sankirtan, many times I was saying the things, I don't know why I'm saying, but the people were like impressed, like, oh, how do you know that? So, could Lord give us intelligence? So when we do kirtan, it's the same thing. It's not that the show, oh, now I'm showing how I'm a good musician, how I'm a good singer or whatever, you know. Some people, when they sing kirtan, they are like so enthusiastic. When they start to chant japa, very good. It's the same holy name, you know. Like, how is it possible? During one chanting, you are completely like Paramahamsa, they were dancing in ecstasy. During the chanting japa, you're sleeping. You have to be enthusiastic all the time. That's showing. So we have to chant with the proper mood, proper attitude. Krishna will give us intelligence how to do these things. Hare Krishna. Okay, if there is not anything else, thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna. Shall we park here?